Anyway, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, and this is what we spoke about Shabbos. Some of Kahana, Darish Rav Nosson, Bar Minyum, Yishmei, the Rav Tanchum. Rav Kahana, yesterday we learned the din that a Mechanic Minator, which is put above 20 Amis, is not kosher. So the same Rabbi says, Ma'adich Siv, what does it say, what we read in last week's Parsha? Va'aber Reikim Be'mayim. It said they threw Yosef into the pit, and the pit was empty, and there's no water. So Mashmah Shenema Va'aber Reik. The fact that it says already the pit is empty, Eini Yadeshin Be'mayim, and already there's no water. Why does the Torah have to say the pit was empty and there was no water? So Matam Alem Ein Be'mayim. So it basically is a double negative meaning a positive, which means Mayim Ein Be, there was no water in the pit, of an Nechashim HaKrab Yeshbe, but there were snakes and scorpions. And this we discussed at great length in Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanicha B'Tefach HaSmucha LePesach. When you put the Chanukah candle, it has to be within a tefach of the door. That means like in the olden times when they lit it outside, by the outside door, it has to be within a tefach of the door. So now the Gemara asks, where do you put the Chanukah menorah? On the right side of the door or on the left side of the door? So Rav Acha, the son of Rava, says, Miyamin, on the right side. The same side as the mezuzah. Rav Shmuel Midifti says, Mismil, you put it on the left side of the door. So there's argument, which side of the door do you put it? So the Gemara says, Hilchasim Mismil, the halacha is you put it on the left side, Kadeshatay Ner Chanukah Mismil, and Mezuzah Miyamin, that the Ner Chanukah should be on the left, the mezuzah on the right, and then, like Rashi explained, you're surrounded with mitzvahs. I mean, this is Mepharshim explained, you're surrounded with mitzvahs. But based on this, we explained the din, what says in Poskim, what happens if you're in a place where there's no mezuzah, that you're in a hotel or whatever, that there's no mezuzah, so then the halacha says, you talk and put the Ner Mechanic on the right side. Because the Gemara is Poskining, the only reason you put the mezuzah and the Mechanic on the left is because the mezuzah is on the right. But if there's no mezuzah, then you put it on the right.
Rabbi, quick question. The mezuzah is on the right coming in.
Right.
All right, and when you say put the menorah,
so if you light it in the door, you light it. Here's the mezuzah. You light it in that doorway.
All right. So when you bench Chanukah, do you look at this is your right or this is your right? Because that's the mezuzah.
The mezuzah is on the right, so that's the right, so and that's the left.
So you go by the outside.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Leo, do you agree with me?
There's a hint to it, like we mentioned in the past, in this coming Parsha, the third word of the Parsha, it says, Vahim Yikesh Shinasayim Yomim. It was at the end of 2 years. Shinasayim is a Rosh Tevis. Shin Nun Saf Yud Mem is a Rosh Tevis for Smel Ner Tadik Yamin Mezuzah. That the Smel Ner Tadik, you like the Menorah, Yamin Mezuzah on the right side is a Mezuzah. Okay, then the Gemara continues. I'm skipping a little bit of the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Now that the Gemara says that lighting does the mitzvah, not the burning of the menorah, and before there was a whole argument in the Gemara, what is the mitzvah? The lighting or the fact that the menorah is there? What's the difference? Like we learned in the past, if the mitzvah is lighting the menorah, if you lit the menorah and it had a proper amount of oil, and it was put in the right place, you already did the mitzvah, even if it goes out. Because the lighting does the mitzvah, providing you lit it in a proper way. So now the Gemara says, now that you paskin adloka isa mitzvah, the lighting is what does the mitzvah. Hidlik echereshet v'katan. What happens if somebody who is a deaf-mute person, or mentally retarded, or a kid under bar mitzvah, le'yosev le'kum, he didn't do anything, because that lighting has to be done by somebody who's obligated in the mitzvah. Not obligated in the mitzvah. So therefore, even though your house might have a menorah burning, but the fact that it wasn't lit by somebody who's obligated in the mitzvah, so you're not yetzer. But isha vade madlika, a woman for sure can light Chanukah candles. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, noshim chayav is bener Chanukah, women are obligated in ner Chanukah, sha'afein oyu ba'esi anes, because they're also part of the miracle of Chanukah. What's the Gemara's, why would I think they're not? Because very simple, we know women are not obligated in mitzvahs connected to time. Any mitzvah connected to time, women are not obligated in. So the question is, if Chanukah candles are connected to 8 days of Chanukah, why are women obligated in the mitzvah of Chanukah. So the Gemara explains, because they're also part of the miracle. And this is only said by rabbinic mitzvahs, like we said, not by biblical mitzvahs. By rabbinic mitzvahs, there's a concept in halacha that because women, like by Purim and Chanukah, women were part of the mitzvah, so therefore part of the miracle. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch says even more. The main miracle came about through a woman. Not only is there a part of the miracle, there was this famous story, Yehudis was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, and she was a very beautiful woman, and the Goyish king wanted to be with her, so she said, okay, and she gave him dairy products to eat, which is one of the reasons that Rama says it's a minig to eat milchiks on Chanukah, because the miracle came about through dairy products. She gave him dairy products to eat, which made him very thirsty, and then she gave him wine to drink, and then he fell asleep, and she chopped off his head, and when she brought it to the Greek people, they all ran away. So the Gemara said, not only was the miracle, were the women part of the miracle, the woman is an essential part of the miracle. Therefore, in Shulchan Aruch it says, and as the Gemara is going to explain soon, that technically a woman can even light for men, because they're equally obligated. In fact, the Gemara tells a story later with Rab Zeda. He said, now that I'm married and my wife lights for me, I don't even have to go bother lighting Chanukah menorah, because he was busy learning. What? No. The wine is a given. How do you not celebrate Chanukah without saying L'chaim? That's a given. That the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even have to say. Shulchan Aruch says, even dairy products you should eat. Wine. Tev lev mishta tamid. No? Listen, yayin and shemen are very much connected. Bichlal. Shemen is, there's only two liquids that according to halacha are better than the fruit itself. According to halacha, all liquids are worse than the fruit. That's why l'mashan, an orange you make ha'etz. But an orange juice, you make shahakal. Correct? All the juices you make less than the, with the exception of wine and oil. Wine, the din is, the grapes are berpia eitz, and the wine is a special bracha berpia gafu. The Gemara says, olive oil, even though the Gemara says you can't drink it, sakana, whatever, but the Gemara says if somebody has a throat ache, and they're drinking olive oil, they make a berpia eitz. There's no special bracha for shaman, but at least it's not a shahakal. You don't make a shahakal and olive oil. So the thing is that you have two liquids which are better than the original fruit, is olive oil and yayin, right? Both are concealed in the fruit, and you have to squeeze the fruit to take it out. So both refer to mystical parts of Torah. Yayin, as the Gemara says, nichnas yayin yotzei seid, when wine goes in, out comes secrets. But it means more than that. Yayin is the gematria of sod. Samach vav dalet is 70. And yayin, yud yud nun, is a chiddush. Yud yud nun is 70. Okay, that's why pnimius ha-teira, seidus ha-teira, is likened to wine. Chassidus is likened to shemen. So when you celebrate the Yom Tov of shemen, you for sure have to have wine. Except you don't light the wine, you drink the wine. So that Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to say. Shulchan Aruch said, like we said, you have to eat latkes, and that Shulchan Aruch doesn't say about latkes, but you have to eat latkes are not mentioned in halacha. To read the minig, why people eat latkes, or the new Israeli minig of sabganiyot, of jelly donuts, is because things are fried in oil. That's already not mentioned. The Ramah brings down about chod, man chali cholov. But latkes it doesn't say. The minig is eating latkes because it's fried in oil. Yeah?
If the minig is based on the oil, then why don't we
make it
on our latkes?
No, but what do latkes eat? The lady of potatoes.
No, on some of them there's more oil in
there. There's more oil. They also depend. That's only if you use olive oil. Most people don't make latkes with olive oil. Anyway, then the Gemara says, oh, this is the Gemara, one sec. Amar Avsheisha said, Achsanoi, a guest in somebody's house, is chayv in er Chanukah. Amar Avzeira said, Meiresh, at the beginning, before I was married, Kavina Beirav, when I was in the yeshiva for an extended period of time, Mishtatfina Beprita Bahadi Yushpiza. I used to give a pruta to my host to be participating in his mitzvah. He says, Basa de Nasivi Itse, after I got married, I didn't even have to, I saved myself a penny. I didn't even have to give a prut. Why? I don't have to do it because Kamidlika alive begay beisoy. My wife lights for me. So if my wife lights for me, I don't even have, I'm yaitzed the mitzvah already. I don't even have to be mishtativ in a pruta with the one that I was a host, I stayed by. Then the Gemara says, Amr b'shuv alevi kol hashmanim kulam yofin l'ner, all shmanim, all oils are kosher, but shemen zayis min amufchad. Shemen zayis is the best. Why? Because Pabashtis, because that was what they used actually in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's also a clearer fire.
If you go to it, like this big time they do with lighting kind of thing, if you do it in the back, it's also because of preserve inside, a lot of Jews comes in, is there a bracha in the back? Inside the back.
If you have 10 Jews there, you can make a bracha.
Only if you have 10 Jews?
And it's lit, not electric, if it's lit properly. The minig is to have 10, even though it says in Shechonarach, you're allowed to.
Only 4 Jews in the back, but
the minig is not to do it less than a minion.